Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, one-man car. My name is Jess Romero. I'm going to be having a special guest on today, Ernie Lopez, talking about how to start a men's group, especially a penitential men's group, St. Michael's Shield. There's a lot of questions I'm going to ask. I'm very impressed with these guys. I've known them for years, and I think they have a good template for a lot of people around the country to do something like this and to get men together to become prayer warriors. Let me start off with an opening prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Something that we'll be fighting. I see Ernie on. Ernie, welcome.
How you doing? Ernie. How you doing?
Ernie, I'm going to want to get your comments. Let me share just before we get into the St. Michael Shield men's group and the penitential spirituality. I got a lot of questions about that, but I'm going to want to also get your take. There's a good article here that says, Satanic Temple mocks God by promoting abortion. Let me read the article, then I want to have a conversation with you, and then we'll get into the men's group and the spirituality. But here's what it says. A harbinger of the continuing decay of American society is the upsurge of Satanism. The Satanic Temple, known as TST, regularly attempts to make its abhorrent practices look like a mainstream religious function. Occasionally, the Satanic Temple, they stage highly publicized and blasphemous public ceremonies as a sign that it is a church just like any other. Its usual mode of operation is to use the First Amendment to the Constitution as the club to force its way into American culture. Thus, at Christmas, there are stories about the Satanic Temple constructing shrines near public nativity scenes. It's also used as justification to establish after-school clubs to promote its dark yet macabre message of Satanism. There's also motorists near Dallas, Houston, and Miami. They can see the Satanic Temple, most previous perversion of truth. These Satanic Temple-sponsored billboards carry a simple yet illogical message. It says this, quote, abortions save lives, close quote. And these are, again, billboards put across the country by the Satanic Temple. And there's also another bizarre reflection of this satanic activism in the country that's playing out in the state of Ohio. In December 2020, Governor DeWine signed a bill that provides aborted babies the dignity of being buried per state law. And the law recognizes that the remains of unborn babies are those of children and not just cells and tissues. But guess what? The satanic minions, they're fighting this new Ohio law. A spokesman for the Temple of Satan told television station WLWT that, quote, Satanists believe that non-viable fetal tissue is part of the person who carries it. As such, state impositions of ceremonial requirements dictating its disposal, barring any plausible medical or sanitary concerns, violate their ability to contextualize the termination of a pregnancy on their terms. In other words, the Satanists are jumping into the battle along with the Democrats, and they're essentially saying that, an unborn baby is just non-viable fetal tissue. In other words, what the Church of Satan, the Temple of Satan is saying, along with the Democrat Party, is that an aborted child is denied a last pitiful remnant of humanity with a dignified burial, which obviously goes against Catholic teaching. But I think that the real reasons for this activism is much deeper than campaigns against abortion. Satanism promotes hatred for God and all creation, and the satanic revolution that we see in our country is increasing in American culture. And what's the goal? The goal is erasing the mark of God, the Creator, and the Satanists they also take the offensive by favoring abortion, claiming it to be part of their religious, you know, religious services or religious, you know, practices. But Satanism has always been present in the process of this decadence of Western civilization that we find ourselves in right now. And ever since the Middle Ages, the forces of evil have long conspired against the church, since the Catholic Church is the only means of salvation. And so the church's mark is usually hidden, but occasionally appears. And Satanism, they usually rear their ugly head, especially in times of revolution and crisis, just like right now. And Satanism's open appearance in society's mainstream today, this is the culmination of a process that seeks to destroy Christianity, especially Catholicism. And the final goal of Satan is the illusion that he might be publicly and universally adored by all. And so Satanists revolt against everything holy. They try to make it seem normal. That's why it's so important for us as Catholic Christians and even Protestants to stay engaged with the fight everywhere it appears. And that's why we're called the Church Militant. Ernie, I said a lot there. Welcome to the show. If you could just introduce yourself to the audience, a little bit about your background. You served the country. You were injured during the last war that we had. Years ago, you were just inspired to start a Catholic men's group that's more penitential. So give the audience a little bio before we get into the topic of St. Michael's Shield.
Hi, Jess. I was 16 years in the military. I was wounded in Iraq in 2003 of September. I went out fully disabled in 2006. We started this group, St. Michael's Shield prayer group, back in 2011, where it was kind of started as just as a kind of a dare kind of thing. Would you mind starting a prayer group? And I didn't know really what I was doing, what I was getting into. But we tried every kind of practical prayer that was out there.
Yeah.
That was being used at the time. And over the years, we developed the prayers that work for us as a group, the things we like. So it's become more and more of a I use a lot of my military background when I read certain things, and it sounds very Catholic warrior like. I like to use that in my prayer, and that it's about a fight. Of course, you know, we're fighting ourselves. Mostly we're fighting our sin, reparation for our sin, becoming better Catholics, going back to the sacraments, and trying to become as holy as we can, because
Ernie, let me stop you right there real quick. There was obviously a good priest that obviously maybe inspired you or helped you initially when you started. Because I'm sure you probably started off at a parish. You probably ran across a good priest and he says, I'm behind you. I like what you're doing here with these men. And I'm sure you tried a lot of the different prayers in the Catholic faith, but I think some of the prayers that started appealing to you more and more, as a man, were some of the prayers that contain spiritual warfare language. I think because you recognize, and I recognize, and a lot of us, is that that's an area that's been lacking in the Catholic Church, is the ability to teach Catholic men to pray some of the rich prayers of the church that contain a lot of the spiritual warfare prayers. Because, again, that's exactly where we're at right now as a culture, as a church, individually, like you said, ourselves. We're fighting our own internal war against our own demons. Every man is trying to become holy because the demons want to pull us down. And we know once our eyes have been opened and Christ has entered our hearts and our thoughts and our mind, we say, man, I got to get to heaven. I got to get holy. I got to save those around me. And so I guess your military background started helping you, saying, okay, well, I got to put some combat prayers together and some combat training, And I guess that's where all this came out, right? I mean, realizing that we're the church militant. You probably, again, had a good priest initially to start this off. And again, you said you started in 2011, right thereabouts, right?
Yeah, right about May, actually. May 2011, around that time. I remember it was around the feast day of St. Michael at Galgano. That's when I first kind of had the thought to kind of go this route. And then it started snowballing up until about the feast day on the 29th when we really started. We actually brought you in to speak.
I remember.
We did that.
Ernie, and it's pretty obvious, but I'll just ask you anyhow. Why did you pick the name St. Michael's Shield? St. Michael specifically.
St. Michael, well, I was wounded on September 29th of 2003 in Iraq, where I didn't walk out of it. I hobbled out of the explosion, which should have really killed me. I've always had that in the back of my head that I kind of wanted to honor my patron saint of my confirmation name after that. And so it was.
Ernie, I hear the music. Hold on. We're going to continue talking about the St. Michael's Shield, this penitential men's prayer group. You're listening to Jesus 911. If you like what you hear, then like us and hit the subscribe button. And hit the bell to be notified to share the show with others. Stick around.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911 Soul Patrol. My name is Jess Romero. I got here Ernie Lopez. He's the leader, the founder of a group called St. Michael's Shield. Before we go back to Ernie, I just want to mention that I'm one of the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump. Okay, I voted for him twice. And as a Catholic, as a conservative, as a patriot, it's time for all of us to fight back. And what do I mean by that? Today I got off of Facebook and I got off of Twitter because even the commercials, everything, every time you use it, they're getting money from the commercials. And I refuse to endorse or use a platform at this point that censored my president, is censoring good people, LifeSite News, you know, Church Militant, Mike Lindell. They're coming after us. And so personally, this is what I'm doing. I'm just a working class guy. I'm basically the heart of America. And these leftist big techs are testing us. We're being tested. So what I did today, I deleted my Facebook account. I closed it. I deleted my Twitter account and closed it. And I am now, I signed up for Gab, which is a platform that allows you free speech. They don't censor you. And I'm going to also move on to Parler as soon as Parler finds that. I guess they're looking for their own server. And another thing I'm going to ask you to do, I've been doing this for years, don't tune into CNN. Don't tune into MSNBC. Don't tune into ABC, NBC. And don't tune into Fox other than Tucker, Hannity, and Ingram. Those are the ones that I'll watch if I watch it. And Judge Judy on the weekends. And don't turn on to any of the other mainstream media stations. They're all hard left. Again, try not to spend money on Amazon if you don't have to, or these large retailers. Support small businesses. These are the ones that were hurt by big tech, and these are the ones that were hurt by the left, by the progressives. My wife just corrected me, Judge Jeanine. Okay, I do watch her on the weekends, and also Jesse Waters is good. He's also another good one to listen to on the weekends. But as Catholics, as patriots, as conservatives, we don't loot, we don't burn, we don't turn to violence. We do things in order. And so that's what I'm doing, Jesse Romero, today. Again, these organizations, mainstream media, big tech, they hate our former president. And they're the ones that helped steal the election. And they want to turn our country into some type of leftist utopia because they're all in for Biden and Harris, which is the most leftist evil pair to ever run the highest office in the United States. So that's my commercial. We'll go back to talking about spiritual warfare topics. Ernie, so tell us a little bit about, I got a lot of other questions to ask you, but tell us a little bit about, you went into the service, you were an unconverted Catholic, you got injured, and it was as a result of your injury where you started coming back to God and coming back to your faith. And so sure. I'm just going to be honest. Had you died, you'd probably be burning in the lake of fire right now. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd been in a jacuzzi of lava.
So, Ernie, as when you were now in the hospital and you survived, God placed a good Catholic soldier in your life, and the process of your inner conversion started at that point, right?
Correct. I had a squad leader and who became my mentor over the years. He was a hardcore practicing Catholic. I mean, I had seen a lot of Catholics in my day, but I never saw one who did a rosary every day, even in a combat zone. Wrote his wife religiously every day, actually scolded other men in the unit that were looking at pornography or talking to other women or doing anything bad. He actually lived a life, a noble life, as a warrior and as a practicing Catholic.
So that had an effect on you, obviously. And so you're in the hospital healing from your wounds, not knowing if you're going to live or die. But again, you're kind of like Saint Ignatius of Loyola. That's how his conversion happened, in a hospital bed. But little by little, you came to your senses and you came to your Catholic faith. And as a result of that, when you left the service, you started this the St. Michael's Shield. It's over in San Gabriel Valley in Southern California. Obviously, now I know why you picked the name St. Michael. Obviously, he's your confirmation saint. And a lot of this happened between the St. Michael's feast day. So, again, were there any priests initially that helped you start the shield? And are there some priests that you lean on today?
Yes, Father. We had Father Paolo, who is he was our spiritual director for about a year and a half, and he was a Franciscan of the Immaculata and a very devout priest. I would say I like to call him a holy priest because what he brought to us was Mary. He would brought everything Marian to us. And I think up until that point, I mean, I thought I loved Mary. I thought I knew who Mary was. But after being exposed and the way that I think his Marian way of teaching a lot of things really gave us a love for our mother. And now we are basically all a bunch of mama's boys.
Yeah, you introduced me to the priest. I agree with you. He's definitely special. He's a very holy priest. There's something, there's just something about him that you can tell he's a serious. He takes his priesthood very serious. Do you still keep in touch with him? I know he's out there in the Diocese of San Francisco. Do you ever keep in touch with him?
We send stuff back and forth once in a while. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Is he a pastor, associate pastor? What's he doing up there? What's
I believe
doing?
He's an associate pastor, but there was a lot of, I guess, things going on with even immigration and stuff like that, and incarnating him here. So he ended up going over to San Francisco. I don't know the full story. Okay. So I don't know.
Ernie, are there any priests right now that you lean on, right now, present tense? I mean, Father Paolo's no longer here.
Ernie, yeah. Father Wolfgang from Opus Angelorum. He comes for Opus Angelorum. We do speak with him a lot. We have consecration to our guardian angel. That's another thing that we're big on in our group. We do go to our diocesan priests around here, and we try to bug them as much as we can.
Good. Ernie, so what's the mission of the St. Michael's Shield? If you could, like, if you have like a mission, a purpose, a statement, what would you say the mission of the St. Michael Shield is?
Well, ultimately it would be for the for reparation for sin against the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary, for all the sin and atrocities that we've committed in our lives, and our loved ones in their lives. And we are constantly praying against those atrocities that we've committed, and the ones that are going on even in our families. And we pray for the conversion of sinners, those sinners in our family, and those in our church and our communities and our country. We pray for all the holy, we pray for priests. We pray for our dead. We pray for everybody in purgatory. We are continuously praying for, really, for reparations and for becoming and carrying our cross.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, but that's definitely what I call old school Catholicism. And it's not only old school Catholicism, it's basically what Christ has called every single one of us to. And I think a lot of Catholics have forgot that. A lot of Catholics, as a result, I think, of being influenced by Protestant Pentecostalism and a lot of Protestant spirituality, a lot of Catholics have forgotten the fact that we are called to enter into a life of prayer and penance. That is the essence of Catholicism. And Ernie, you're absolutely right. I think that's an area where just a lot of Catholics have simply forgot. I mean, people have bought into, hey, you know, we're all supposed to be like, you know, the Benny Hinn spirituality. We're all supposed to, you know, believe in the prosperity gospel and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you guys are tapping into, you're tapping into, again, the authentic Catholic spirituality that's been lost in so many places. So I commend you guys. So what does it take to become a member of the Shield? Can any man join?
Any man can join. Anybody can pray with us on Saturday at the chapel. We have a low attendance mostly. It takes first thing we ask everybody when they come in and they want to join and they want to become a member. We tell them to ask their spiritual director if they should, if it's okay, if they think that they should read the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. That's the first thing. Second of all is a devotion, have a devotion to confession. It's not good enough for us in the Shield to go once a month to confession. Even for us, it's every week. The amount of prayer that we're praying for, the people we're praying for, it's heavy prayer. And yeah, we ask that the guys clean themselves up, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, go to confession as much as possible, fall in love with it, and have a devotion to it. Then from there, we ask them to be consecrated to your guardian angel. That's usually a year process. We call that going to airborne school or getting your airborne wings. When you go to that, it's a year process. Then from there, we go into be consecrated to Our Lady. And we have a few other things after that, but those are the main keystones right there that we ask for everyone to get, to make their consecrations to Our Lady, to the guardian angel, and consecration. Those are it.
Yeah. Ernie, you know what you guys are doing, this is so important, because God has set up a patriarchal society, civilly, in the family, spiritually, to be the people that are doing the heavy lifting and with prayer and penance. And you guys have tapped into the fact that that's the way God operates. God operates through patriarchy. And especially a lot of guys seem to forget that it's in the suffering and the prayer. In fact, that's one of the quotes Our Lady of Fatima told the three visionaries. She says, pray a great deal and make sacrifices and penance for sinners. Many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray and make sacrifices for them. And so you guys have the understanding that it's through our sufferings that we distribute the graces from God to other people in the mystical body of Christ. And this is something that I'm glad you guys are bringing back, because so many Catholics have forgot about this. Jesus 911, talking to Ernest Lopez about the St. Michael's Shield. We'll continue asking him questions about this penitential brother group. Stick around.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, I'm here talking with Ernie Lopez, who's the founder of the St. Michael's Shield men's group. It's a penitential men's prayer group. It really, to be honest with you, it really emulates the monastic model of Catholic spirituality. I mean, this is what the Desert Fathers were doing. It was prayer and penance. This is what a lot of they do in a lot of the monasteries and the abbeys. This is what I guess what Dr. Dan Schneider would call smash mouth Catholicism. You just grind it out. It doesn't feel good. You're not like getting any spiritual consolation. You're not going to get a liver quiver. You're not going to say, oh, let's do this again next week. This felt so good, holding hands and singing kumbaya. This is raw Catholicism, but it works, because when you offer yourself as a sacrifice for somebody else, you take the grace of God, you merit the grace of God, and you distribute it to other people in the bodies of Christ. And again, that's exactly what Ernie and these men are trying to do, because they realize that we're all wounded. A lot of our family's wounded. A lot of our family is lost. And I think there's one verse here where it describes this men's group. It's in Colossians 1:24. This is exactly what this St. Michael's Shield penitential group is doing. In Colossians 1:24, the Bible says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church." So notice what St. Paul just said there. He said that something's lacking. Well, what's lacking? Nothing's lacking in Jesus. Jesus' sufferings were perfect. He's God. What's lacking is the sufferings for the followers of Jesus. That's you and I. The followers of Jesus, we're supposed to embrace our sufferings and unite them back to Jesus, because suffering is a mission for all lay Catholics, because suffering and penance helps us, as the Bible says in Romans 8:17, it helps us conform ourselves into the image of Christ. And so the only thing that's lacking here, what St. Paul's referring to, what's lacking is your sufferings, my sufferings, Ernie's sufferings. All of us are called to suffer and unite our sufferings back to the cross of Christ. Because why? Because again, this is old time Catholicism. It's through our sufferings and penances that we distribute the grace of God from heaven to other people in the body of Christ. That's what Our Lady of Fatima taught us. Here's what she says. She says, pray a great deal and make sacrifices for sinners. For many souls go to hell because there's nobody to pray for them and make sacrifices for them. Sacrifice, it means penance. And you got the great writers of the church, you know, like St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila. They say the apostolate of prayer is one of the most powerful means of furthering the apostolate. For if God has willed the distribution of grace in the world to depend upon the prayers of men. Did you catch that? This is the doctors of the church are saying, God has willed the distribution of grace in the world to depend upon the prayers of men. And so, Ernie, what you guys are doing, we can't render no better service to the church than to set about personally and in a group to diligently do penitential prayers and distribute these prayers as graces to other people in the body of Christ. So let me ask you another question. Where you guys are based in Southern California, but I guess you probably have people from other parts of Southern California that are part of the Brotherhood. Is that the case? Ernie, do you have other people from other parts of California or other parts of the country that are also part of the Brotherhood, maybe through Zoom or Skype? Yeah, I don't think Ernie can hear me. Yeah, Ernie's not hearing me. Okay. I'll wait till you reconnect with him. We're talking to Ernie Lopez here from the St. Michael's Shield Group. It's a penitential Catholic men's group. And again, they this is something that's very important because a lot of people forget. They're saying, well, I only want to pray if it feels good. Well, whoever said it was going to feel good? Whoever said, in fact, that's why the Catechism talks about the battle of prayer. It talks about prayer being a battle because it is difficult. And the devil doesn't want you to pray. It is a battle. Ernie, can you hear me? Okay. Okay. Ernie, so where are some of the Brotherhood from? Are they just all from Southern California?
Yes, they are. They're all the way from down in San Diego all the way up to Oakland. We just got some new members over from Fresno, and we have some guys over in Orange County, and really all over the area. And we're all spread out, and we have a great number of guys that are UPS drivers. They're just truckers. We have guys that are lawyers, guys that are ex-military, police officers, you name it. We have a good group of guys from all walks of life. We even got some guys that are out of prison, and all of them are really trying to become better fathers, better husbands, better sons, and just be good men overall and be good father figures and try to be a little bit like Jesus.
That's right. And again, I just commend you because what you guys are doing is you guys have tapped into the Holy Spirit has obviously moved you guys. You guys have tapped into what I would call old time monastic Catholicism, where basically guys turn themselves into personal monasteries of prayer. And through the prayer and penance, again, we've just forgotten this as Catholics. It's our prayer and our penance that calls down the grace of God. We merit the grace of God, and we distribute the grace of God to other people in our family, our unconverted family, other people that need healing and blessings and deliverance. This happens when somebody stands in the gap, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. You guys are men, like Ezekiel the prophet says, standing in the gap, calling God's graces down upon other people in the body of Christ through your suffering. So, Ernie, tell me a little bit about, obviously, you guys pray every day. What is the schedule of prayer look like for the St. Michael's Shield, your daily prayers? What does that look like?
Well, we start at 6 a.m. and we start with Lauds in the morning, with Divine Office. And from there, we have a number of other prayers that we pray. The most important thing that we pray daily is our rosary, as a group. And we do it in Latin. We started doing, on the sixes and as far as 6 a.m. in the morning and 6 at night doing, both, the Divine Office, which is, Lauds and Vespers. And then, we have the Angelus at 6 and 6, and we require all our members also to do a noontime Angelus and any other prayers that they want to do throughout the day. We have, we also do the St. Patrick's Breastplate, which we do in Latin. We do the Auxilius Honorum in Latin. We do majority of our prayers are in Latin now.
Let me ask you a question. So, I know Latin is the mother tongue of the Catholic Church, so why do you pray in Latin? I'm just, some of the audience may be curious.
Well, if you when you go to combat, Jesse, usually you have practice rounds that you use in during peacetime operations and when you're training and when you're on the range, you're using, you know, full metal jackets, regular ammo. And so when you go out to a combat zone, sometimes they give you, you know, high explosive, deep penetrating rounds to go against your enemy. So we look at it like Latin, the mother tongue, and everything we read is that against our enemy, Latin is something that is not liked. So we've incorporated that.
So you guys like to use armor piercing bullets. That's why you guys pray in Latin. You guys aren't using reloads.
This war, as of March, we actually started going twice a day, every day, praying online due to the close downs of the church. The church is being closed down and not allowing us to go in there and pray anymore. So we just went online, and as a group, we went from a peacetime mission, which was taking care of the troops, into a combat mission, which is now mission orientated. So now we're all about making reparations for our family on our own, continuously, and going back to the monastic traditions, where we look at like how the Templars would used to pray, or these, you know, the crusading armies, when they would go out there, they prayed and they trained to fight. And we love that model, but you know, I know it's frowned upon in the sugary Jesus kind of world now that our church is about now. But men need that model. They like to fight. I mean, it's in them innately. Most of these guys are ex-boxers, martial artists. These guys, if they weren't in the military or police officers, they like to fight. And I think Catholicism is has the actual fight to take it to the enemy, which is yourself, really.
Yeah, you're right. Because when we talk about the three enemies of the soul, we can't forget that. Enemy number one, generally speaking, is ourself, our own. The devil doesn't have to do much with us when we have, you know, when we're low information Catholics and we don't have a life of order. We have a life of disorder. The devil could just sleep in the corner and we make a mess out of our own lives. You're listening to Jesus 911. We're talking to Ernest Lopez. We're talking about the St. Michael Shield Group. If you want to join, we'll find out how you can join this group. If you feel called to this monastic type of prayer life, we'll be right back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911 Soul Patrol, talking with Ernest Lopez from the St. Michael's Shield Men's Group. It's a penitential men's group that uses a monastic form of prayer. And it's really reparation prayer. It's really penitential prayer. And it's the prayer that the church has been using for well over 1,000 years. Ernie, if there's a guy listening and saying, you know what, I've got the time, I'm retired or what have you, or I feel called to do this, you know, I work on my own schedule. I have my own schedule. I can basically man my own hours. I'd like to be part of this. I feel God is calling me to do this. How can they get a hold of you if they would like to be part of the St. Michael Shield Men's Group?
Well, they can come to the chapel at 6 a.m. on Saturdays, or they can try contacting us at copshield6@yahoo.com. And we'll they can email us there and we can get some information out to them either way. So it's at the chapel at 6 a.m. every Saturday, or they can get a hold of us at copshield6@yahoo.com.
I just typed that in case people ask, because I know people are going to ask me, and I can just, so it's cops, COPSHIELD, cops shield, the number 6@yahoo.com, correct? Okay, Ernie, I can't hear you. You just got cut off.
I'm sorry, that's cop as in COP, and then shield and 6@yahoo.com.
Correct. And is there a space between cop and shield, or is it together?
One word, sir.
Got it. Okay. I've had it when. Okay. And what's the address of the chapel, by the way? What's the address of the St. Gerhard Chapel?
It's a center. I'm
381 West Center Street, Covina. 381 West Center Street, Covina. 381 West Center Street, Covina. It's called the Sacred Heart Chapel. That's where the men meet at 6 a.m. in the morning. What if somebody wants to do it? Do you guys allow men from other parts of the country to do it, or Northern California or San Diego to do it from Zoom or Skype? Or do you guys put them on FaceTime, or what do you guys do?
Yeah, they're all on Zoom. Anybody who's coming in from like Oakland or Fresno, or some of the guys from San Diego actually drive down all the time. So it just depends on where they're at. And if they want to get involved, we will put them on Zoom and they can be part of this.
Okay. Ernie, so you personally, what are some of the prayers that you've picked? Tell me some of the prayers that you've picked and why you pick them. Obviously, the rosary, we know it is the weapon. It's a meditative prayer. It's the give. St. Padre Pio calls it the weapon. You use also the St. Patrick's Lorica. Yep, that's a minor exorcism prayer against witches, wizards, and wordsmiths. And you also use the Auxilium Christinorum. Those are minor exorcism prayers, deliverance prayers, written by a team of exorcists from the SMD in Denver, Colorado. What other prayers do you use?
We use Prayer Against Retaliation, which is Father Ripperger's out of his book for Laity. We use a consecration to Our Lady daily, which we consecrate all our lives, everything, all our possessions to her. And
that's also in Father Ripperger's book, Deliverance Prayers for the Laity. Correct.
Absolutely. And then we use all the rosary mysteries. We use are out of Dr. Thigpen's book on spiritual warfare. We use his mysteries, and they switch, of course, daily.
Yeah, right.
We do the Litany of Loretto. We do all these in Latin. And we also use, I believe that's about everything we do daily. I think it's about a good hour and a half.
Yeah, along with the Divine Office, along with the office that you do in the morning and the evening. And Ernie, you guys are doing something that's, in case some people are wondering, like, why are they guys praying? So why would you tell people, so why do you guys do 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.? What would you tell the audience if they ask you or some inquire? So why at those times, Ernie?
Because those are the hour. Those are the most, those are the hours of the church that are, most of the masses are being said throughout the world. And we also, it is also a little bit of a sacrifice for the men to get up at early in the morning to pray at those times and to, take a time out from your family or what you're doing at 6 o'clock in the evening to also pray. And it's a little bit of a sacrifice, and it's all giving to our Lord Jesus Christ for, letting us have another day here.
Yeah. Ernie, you tapped into something very important here, because, Pope John Paul II, he actually wrote a document on suffering. And in that document, he actually says that it's that through suffering, we become channels of grace to others. And that's what you guys are doing. The theology behind this, for anybody just as understanding there, I'm just going to mention the prayer and the penance attached, doing it in unison by, the strict regimen at 6 a.m., 6 p.m., doing them in a foreign language, Latin, doing some of the prayers on your knees. Just the fact that you carve those two times out of the day to do it. What that does is you become, again, as St. Paul says, you're offering yourself as a living sacrifice to God. So what that does is you're able to call down the graces from God, especially if you're in a state of grace, like these guys live in a state of grace. And what happens, you become a channel of grace, or you start distributing grace to other members in the mystical body of Christ, because there's a lot of people in our family that need blessings, they need conversion, they need healing, emotional, physical healing, they need deliverance from demons. And all this happens as a result of the suffering that you're offering God through this prayer and penance. God redistributes that grace that you're calling to other people that you're praying for. So, Ernie, this is a very beautiful thing. So tell us again, where do you guys meet at? How can people get a hold of you? And again, yeah, those two questions. Where do you guys meet at? And how can people get a hold of you in case they say, you know what? I want to be part of this. I've never done anything as a Catholic man. I want to commit myself to something serious. I want in. So where do you guys meet, and how do they contact you?
You can contact us at copshield6@yahoo.com. That's C-O-P-S-H-I-E-L-D 6@yahoo.com. Or you can meet us at the chapel at in Covina, California, the Sacred Heart Chapel, where we meet every Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
And again, that's the Sacred Heart Chapel, and I'm looking at it right now. I think it's we had said it was 381
Center.
Yes. Yeah, 381 West Center Street, Covina. 381 West Center Street, Covina. Ernie, got a couple of parting shots for the folks out there, especially the men, I'll tell you what the reason this helps out men is because you guys have tapped into something that's very monastic, because one of the things a lot of guys get in trouble with the diabolical, because they live unclean lives, they live disordered lives, and there's no fraternity in their life. You guys offer the solution to staying protected. You guys offer fraternity, which this is what all men need. That's why guys join gangs. And this is why guys join, again, you know, Masons and these secret societies, because they want fraternity. You guys offer fraternity. Your regiment, your discipline, it brings in internal order, intellectual order, internal order. And the third thing that you guys provide is ritual. 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m. That ritual, those are like training wheels for men to try to teach them how to strive for holiness and live in a state of grace. So, yep, I applaud what you guys are doing. Any comments you want to make by way of invitation to anybody listening?
Yes. If most men, if I asked them, would you protect your family physically, they would say with their lives, in a very violent way, if they needed to be, they would do so. But I would say what you're not doing is you're not protecting your family spiritually. And this is what we do. This is what we have to offer, is a way to defend you and your family spiritually against, well, of course, your sin, first of all, and anything that may be out there prowling and growling against us.
That's right. Yeah, because every man is called to be the Saint Joseph of the house. And Saint Joseph was a leader, a protector, and a provider. And also, people seem to forget is that a man is called to be like the bouncer of the house. Really. I mean, you're supposed to be the firewall between your family and the diabolical, or what Ezekiel the prophet calls, you're called to stand in the gap. That's the job of every single man. We've got somebody has a question here. I have a question. Since many of you men pray in Latin, do any of you men attend the traditional Latin mass? So there's a question from the audience.
A lot of us do. I go where I can. I go when I can. Yeah. But a lot of the other guys, they are diehard on it. And then some guys actually just go strictly to the Novus Ordo Mass, and we don't discriminate. We bring us all.
Right. Yeah. Good question. Absolutely. And we have to remember that at the end, at the very end, God is going to show every single man. He's going to show him exactly what he did while he was on earth. Your whole life is going to be played before you. So if you feel that you got to make up for lost time, and you got to say, you know what, I've been squandering my life for 50 years. Time to end my next 30 years strong. Think about joining up the St. Michael's Shield, or, you know, any men's group around you. But this one here, If you're looking for the monastic type of prayer that understands redemptive suffering for the family and for the world, this is the group to go to. It's copshield6@yahoo.com. copshield6@yahoo.com. Ernie, thanks for coming on board, and thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being a good brother in Christ. Godspeed to you and to all the guys. Keep up the good work. You're putting a smile on our Lord and our Lady's face every single day. Continue with your smash mouth Catholicism. All right, Jesus 911. You've been listening to Ernest Lopez, Jess Romero. Hey, up next, Gary Machuda, hands on apologetics from the Midwest Command Center. Signing off, 10-7, out of service. See you next time. Same Christ time, same Christ channel. God bless you. Keep the faith.